Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey there, awesome humans. It's your boy Hunter Rivers back with another dose of Mental War, the Spartan Discipline Code to Crush Procrastination. Today we're diving into something a little different, something that might surprise you. We're talking about gratitude and appreciation. Yeah, I know, sounds a bit fluffy, right? Like, aren't we here to conquer our procrastination demons with iron will and sheer grit? Well, hold on tight, because cultivating gratitude and appreciation isn't just some feel-good hippie thing. It's seriously powerful stuff, like a secret weapon in your mental arsenal. Trust me, it can turn that nagging negativity into fuel for action. And trust me, I've seen it work wonders. First off, let's be real. We live in a world obsessed with getting more, doing more, achieving more. We're constantly bombarded with messages telling us we need the latest gadgets, the bigger house, the next promotion. It can feel like there's never enough, always something missing. Ever felt that? This relentless pursuit of more can trap you in a cycle of dissatisfaction and, you guessed it, procrastination. You're constantly chasing something just out of reach, but when you finally get there, the satisfaction fades fast because your eyes are already fixated on the next prize. Gratitude flips this script on its head. It's about actively recognizing and appreciating what you already have, the good things, the small moments, the people who enrich your life. And when you start focusing on what's truly valuable, a shift happens. You become more content, more resilient, less likely to get caught up in that endless cycle of wanting more. Think about it. When was the last time you genuinely savored a cup of coffee, or felt a surge of joy from a simple conversation with a friend? These moments, these everyday blessings, often get overlooked because we're too busy chasing the next big thing. But they're the stuff that truly matters. Now, I know what you're thinking. Easier said than done, right, Hunter? And yeah, it takes conscious effort. It's not just about saying thank you when someone holds the door open for you, though that's great too. It's about cultivating a mindset of appreciation, actively seeking out the good in every situation, and reminding yourself daily of what you have to be grateful for. Think of a gratitude journal. Jot down three things you're thankful for each day, big or small. It could be anything. A sunny morning, a delicious meal, a heartfelt text from a loved one. These little acts of recognition can build a powerful habit of gratitude over time. And remember, gratitude isn't about ignoring the tough stuff. Life throws curveballs, and it's okay to feel sadness, anger, or frustration. But when you cultivate gratitude alongside those difficult emotions, it gives you a broader perspective. It reminds you that even in the midst of challenges, there are still good things to be found. So, next time you find yourself stuck in a procrastination rut, take a step back and ask yourself, what am I grateful for? Even if it seems small, focusing on the positive can shift your mindset and give you the energy to conquer those tasks. Let's say you've got this big project looming over you, one that's been causing you major anxiety and procrastination woes. You might feel overwhelmed, like it's impossible to even get started. Instead of dwelling on the enormity of the task, take a moment to appreciate what you already have, the skills, resources, and knowledge you possess. Maybe you're grateful for that quiet corner in your house where you can focus, or maybe it's the supportive friends who offer encouragement when things get tough. Acknowledging these little wins, these moments of calm, connection, and capability, can make a huge difference in how you approach the project. Remember, folks, cultivating gratitude is a journey, not a destination. It takes practice, patience, and a willingness to be present in each moment. But trust me, when you start embracing the good stuff, you'll unlock a whole new level of mental strength and resilience. And that, my friends, is a superpower worth cultivating. So, get out there and appreciate the awesome things in your life, big and small. Join the Mental War community on social media, share your gratitude stories, and let's inspire each other to conquer procrastination one grateful step at a time. See you tomorrow for another dose of Spartan discipline.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.